This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Most people who own homes in this country are hanging on to them. The number of existing homes, that is, not new construction, used homes, if you will, the number sold in May was 20% lower than it was a year ago, so says data out this morning from the National Association of Realtors. And even if they want to move, people who bought or refinanced even a couple of years back aren't much interested in giving up a 3% mortgage if buying a house now means having to pay 6%. So Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looked at what, if anything, could get people moving.
Sleepovers are not really doable in Kate Sam's household.
You can hear everything from anywhere.
Sam has two kids, ages 4 and 8, and she'd like to sell their small home in Baltimore to buy a bigger place so they could host sleepovers. But Sam and her husband refinanced their mortgage in 2021 at a rate of 3%. And now?
It's just unimaginable to give up the current cost.
Lots of people are choosing to stay put, even if they'd rather sell. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, says he actually expects there to be fewer divorces this year.
The couple may not like each other, but they love their 3% mortgage rate, so they don't want to give that up.
Yoon says others may avoid taking new jobs if it means relocating. But there are certain life changes that might cause people to make a move, even at these higher rates. Like having a third child when you live in a two-bedroom condo. Jonathan Miller leads Miller Samuel, a real estate appraisal and consulting firm in New York.
At some point, the financial benefit of staying in the same space loses its luster, so to speak.
Others want less space and a different layout, says Mark Goldman, a loan officer with C2 Financial Corporation, a mortgage brokerage.
A lot of people, when they age, they want a bedroom on the first floor. They don't want to be dealing with stairs.
And then there are those sales where the seller won't need to buy a new place.
What I've been suggesting to my real estate agents is watch the obituaries. You know, a lot of times when somebody passes away, the kids don't want the house. They want the cash.
And if rates do eventually go down, say back into the 5% range, appraiser Jonathan Miller says he expects all those people who've been holding out to stick up a for sale sign so they can finally get divorced or host that sleepover. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.